from OCTV.
Raider Nation's leading news magazine starts now. This is Current OC.
Hello and welcome to the Current OC. I'm Joe Mayan.
And I'm Rye Chowdhury. It's our first show of 2025, so Happy New Year, Raider Nation. Joe, did you make any New Year's resolutions?
Yeah, my goal is to finish watching the entire South Park series.
Well, that's impressive. What do you plan to learn from the show?
Maybe I'll learn to stop laughing so hard at Eric Cartman.
Good luck. We'll see how you make along next month.
How about you? What's your New Year's resolution?
How about more snow days? Looking at the scene as we struggled back into school with 5+ inches of snow on the ground, this is a rare sight. That was our first snow day in over 2 years. Just a walk in the park for the Michigan man, Mr. Tabano. But there's nothing like a solid Jersey Shore snowstorm to blanket the beach in white. The only thing not cool was the fire drill in 20 degree temps. If that was a practical joke, that's a bad one.
Yeah, I could use another snow day, or two, or maybe three. We'll have to see what's next in the forecast later in the snow. I mean, the show. You know what else is pretty cool?
Let me guess, going to swim practice in the snow?
Yeah, no. How about the East Coast Strong Winter Wonderland right before winter break?
Yes, that was such a great event. Miss George's and the National Honor Society get an A in my book. There were fun games and hot cocoa for everyone. Plus, they raised money for the hurricane relief in Florida. Let's take a quick recap. That hurricane was absolutely terrible. It's great that OCHS was able to help out those affected. Moving on, last Wednesday, Unified Sports took place. With Ocean City hosting the event, other local school districts joined to learn to play basketball. Let's take a look at the scene with Taylor Mulford.
Today, we are here with Unified Sports and other districts like Mainland and Cape Tech. Let's take a closer look.
How do you feel about running the event today?
So this is very exciting. So this is actually our second year running the event. Last year was our first year for Unified Sports. So what we do is today is kind of a kickoff for our basketball season. All of the coordinating districts come together. It's a skills clinic, and all of the students learn the different skills that they need for basketball. It's a unified event, meaning Unified Sports, meaning that we bring Gen Ed students and special education students together. They look forward to it every year. It's fun. It looks like it's going really well. The kids are having fun already.
How do you feel about participating today?
Hi, I'm Jessica. I'm from Cape May Tech. Really excited. I think it's nice the kids are back in school and they get to start with something fun. Glad we're inside because the weather's not the best, but we're here. We'll have a good time.
Hi, my name is Sarah Rocky, and I'm the Unified Sports Coach at Mainland Regional High School, and we are so excited to be invited and a part of this event today. Thank you for hosting Ocean City.
I think it's great. It's great for the community. Love helping them out.
Love to see the teamwork. Reporting from the Current OC.
Well, that looked like so much fun. Great job to the Unified athletes. I wish I could play some basketball.
Yeah, me too. It'd probably be a good skill to pick up for 2025. Actually, speaking of basketball, let's toss to JP, who has an update for sports. Hey, JP.
All right, OC, where were you in the winter of 1989? That's when a young John Bruno coached his very first game for Ocean City. 36 years later, Coach Bruno is still pacing the sidelines, eager for the next win. And now he's on the verge of a huge win and a huge milestone that will put him among one of the greatest coaches in South Jersey history. Coach Bruno and the boys basketball team look to make history this Friday versus St. Joe's Academy. Bruno sits at 499 career coaching wins, and with a victory over St. Joe's, Bruno will be in the rare class of the 500 winning club. He'll become just the 14th South Jersey coach to reach that mark, a true monumental achievement that we may see this Friday. So make sure you are all there to cheer on Bruno and his boys. Now to OC Wrestling, where expectations are high. Our OC team is loaded with talent and has won 8 of its first 9 matches. If you haven't seen a match, you're missing out on a dominating OC squad in action. The wrestling team took on Mainland, where they handled them thoroughly, beating them 80-0, an incredible blowout for our wrestling team on senior night. Many friends and families were in attendance for the Raiders' senior night. Our Raiders mopped the floor and sent Mainland back over the bridge. Our cameras were there to cover the matches. Connor Nicoletti took down his opponent swiftly, while Tommy Grimley aggressively took down his opponent. Jace Watson won his match with a hard slam. Clarence Smith pinned his opponent in seconds for the win with pure power. And finally, Clifford Dirks manhandled his opponent, taking him down in mere seconds to conclude the night. Our very own Raiders defeated the Ponies over at Mainland with class and took home the W. Let's hit the pool, where our boys' OC and girls' swim team had their senior night. With many graduating, the Aquatic Center was packed with people giving their goodbyes. Cheers and farewells as swimmers say goodbye. Abby Hayes committed to swim Division I at Loyola University, Maryland. They faced Oakcrest that day, with the boys defeating Oakcrest 115-55 and the girls winning 131-36. Congrats to Matt Bell, who qualified for the Meet of Champions in the 50 freestyle with a time of 24.68. And Tommy Armstrong continues to improve his school record in the 100 backstroke. Congrats to all our swimmers. Let's take it over to college football. The national championship between Notre Dame and Ohio State takes place in Atlanta on Monday, January 20th. Who are you rooting for, the Irish or the Buckeyes? Let's get some predictions from our students and staff.
Ohio State, they've got the best red zone defense in the entirety of college football. I mean, you saw it against Texas.
Think about the game. Go Irish all the way.
Who do you think's going to win?
Irish all the way.
All right, and why?
Irish all the way.
Notre Dame, because Shane Gillis likes them.
Wise words.
Notre Dame. Ohio State, there's just a bunch of you-know-whats. I think they're phonies, just like Penn State, and they just don't deserve it.
Ohio State.
Why?
Because I just think they're better.
Wise words.
I'm going with Ohio State to win it all. And don't forget, make sure to pack the stands on Friday night at 6 p.m. We need Raider Nation there to watch Bruno go for history. And that's it for sports. Back to you guys.
Thanks, JP. Let's hope Coach Bruno gets that 500th win.
Thankfully, we've got an awesome 3-day weekend for Dr. Martin Luther King Day coming up. Can you believe this? Another short week to finish off January.
Totally. I hear there's even a chance of flurries next week. Could we score another snow day? Let's find this out in the weekend in the weather update with Bryn Gallagher. Hey, Bryn.
Thanks, Joe. Yeah, as we're looking into the forecast, possible snow coming in through this weekend. And it's a 3-day weekend, but outside currently it's 21 degrees with 7 mph winds out of the northwest. And this is currently outside. We still have snow on the ground, so it's still very cold outside. And looking into our regional temperatures, the water temp is 34 degrees and Atlantic City is 18 degrees. Pretty cold, if you ask me. And then as we look at our tides, high tide is at 11:06 a.m. and 11:26 p.m. So if you're going surfing, get out there early. And then looking at our 7-day forecast, we do have a chance of snow leading into Monday on our day off. Light rain on Saturday, and Tuesday and Wednesday are certainly going to be very cold, maybe the coldest of the year.
Thanks, Bryn. We're going to have to keep our eye on the snow on Sunday. I know a bunch of guys are looking to do some snowboarding in town.
Well, I'd rather be inside. Nice, warm, listening to some cool music like this. Take a listen.
Too young, too dumb to realize that I should have.
That's just a taste of the open mic night hosted by the Lit Mag and Mrs. Teoli. Musicians, singers, and poets shared their talents at the Collective Vibe Yoga Studies in Ocean City this week. It was a fun and relaxing night with a great crowd. Definitely some cool creative vibes from the Lit Mag Club.
Well, that'll do it for us on this edition of the Current OC.
Remember to log on and catch all of our shows and additional content by visiting ocnjtv.com.
We're also on social media at OCNJTV, so be sure to like our page and follow us there too. Now for Rye, JP, and Bryn, I'm Joe Mayan, and we hope you'll catch us for the next episode.
Thanks for watching, and now we leave you with a take from the Winter Band concert.
Study for no more. Gonna study for no more. Gonna study.